Closer to home, just weeks after a lavish coronation ceremony for Thailand's new king, musicians who have criticised the military and the monarchy say they fear for their lives following a spate of murders and disappearances. In one case, three Thai dissidents went missing from Laos and two of their bodies turned up in the Mekong River, and this is quite shocking, with their stomachs full of concrete. Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane reports from Bangkok, and a warning, this story does contain descriptions of violence that some of you may find upsetting.
At a protest gig in 2012, the Thai band Phai Yen was full of energy and defiance, performing a cheeky song in honour of jailed dissidents called Why Not Grant Bail. But this is what Phai Yen sounds like now, isolated and afraid.
Hello, this is Yam. I am a member of the Phai Yen band, and we're facing a dangerous destiny after the Thai dictatorship sent people to hunt for us. In the past 4 years, eight of our colleagues were kidnapped, have gone missing or were brutally murdered. So we're asking for help from friends around the world, and musician friends who demand freedom. Please help by sharing news about us and using the hashtag #SaveFaiYen.
The musicians are among a small, disparate group of Thais spread across the world who dare to publicly question the role of the military and, even more controversially, Thailand's powerful monarchy.
Phai Yen band members, they are probably the main target right now. They are next.
That's fellow dissident Snia Tin San, better known by his nickname Dr. Piang Din. Educated in Australia, he now lives in San Francisco, where he uses YouTube to broadcast his messages. It was Dr. Piang Din who alerted the world to the alleged deportation of three Thai activists from Vietnam 2 weeks ago, including a particularly strident critic known as Uncle Sanam Luang.
This guy is probably, I think, the most daring in terms of being critical against the monarchy. And sent back means a death sentence to him. So he's going to face torture and murder.
Their whereabouts are unknown, and both the Thai and Vietnamese government, as well as the Thai military, told the ABC they had no information about the case. The continued targeting of Thai activists across Southeast Asia comes at a time of transition for the kingdom. This month saw the coronation of Thailand's new king, Maha Vajiralongkorn, and the country's political future is also at stake, with an election result still hanging in the balance following 5 years of military dictatorship. For now, the generals are still in charge. Thailand has one of the world's strictest laws against royal defamation, so those who want to talk about reforming the role of the monarchy can only do so from overseas. But human rights lawyer Parvini Chumsai says living abroad no longer guarantees safety, especially for those exiled in Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam and Malaysia.
Even they are in our neighbour country, but right now it seems like they're not safe anymore.
Parvini Chumsai has seen just how bad these cases can go. Earlier this year, the lawyer helped the family of another Thai activist, one of three men who went missing from Laos. For weeks, there was nothing but worry and unanswered questions. And then...
The Thai police found two bodies in the Mekong River.
According to Human Rights Watch, the men's hands and feet were bound and their faces smashed beyond recognition. They'd been disemboweled and their torsos filled with concrete. The third man to disappear from Laos, one of the more prominent activists, Surachai Danwatana Nuson, has never been heard from since, and his friends presume he was also killed. It's never been safe to criticise the monarchy in Thailand, but recently lawyer Parvini Chumsai has seen the Thai government move away from using the much-feared and much-criticised Les Majesty law and instead charging people with sedition, computer crimes, or belonging to a secret society.
So still they going on, they are the target of the Thai government, but different charges. And the threat, like for example, the case of Siam or Surachai comrade, is proof that it's more serious and it's not according to the law anymore. Yeah, it's something like underground.
She's now helping the mother of one of the three men allegedly deported from Vietnam. His name is Siam Thiravut, but he goes by the nickname Comrade Sticky Rice and Mango. Ganya Thiravut is desperate for news about her son.
If he was brought here, does Thailand have him? Where are they now? I really wonder. Everyone loves their children. I'm worried. I love him.
Where there are bodies, there's grief. But for the families of those still missing, each day is full of worry and a growing fear for the worst. This is Liam Cochran in Bangkok for PM.